Clint and Chan. Oh, how great. Thank you. Thank you both for being here to give your gift. Oh, that was very heartwarming. So we are looking at the first four chapters of Science of Mind, of our textbook. And so today I'm going to talk about what it does. Because usually in January, that's what we do. We do a review of what are the principles, what do we stand upon, what do we believe. But before I do that, I want to ask you, before I begin, to ask you if you are ready this morning. Are you ready? Are you willing to open your hearts and your minds to these words of truth that I believe will serve you to know who you are greater? That these words that really have come to me this morning, are you willing to allow them to lift you to a place greater than you've ever gone before? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Anybody that doesn't want to? Raise your hand. Okay, so what it does. Because, you see, I want to help you to understand that imagination, what we can imagine, is very valuable to us as science of mind, as God-seeking people of understanding that gift that God gives us, imagination. So this morning, I want you to imagine that a cement truck is coming to your house. Okay, got that? So I'm wanting to ask you if you have set up the forms that the cement is going to be poured into. The truck is coming, and it's going to dump cement, even if you haven't set the forms or are ready for it. You get that? So you got a cement truck. It's coming to your house today. And either this cement will be a new driveway, it will be a patio, it will be a foundation. Without form, without you having a form there for the cement, the truck is going to come and it's going to pour that cement, and it's just going to go then wherever it pleases, won't it? Yeah. It will run down the hill, it will run over the flower bed, whatever it is. Got that picture? Good. So now I'm going to ask you, what does wet cement and science of mind have in common? Ah, because it does. We learn that there is a power for good, and we can use it. And there is a law that says, as you believe, so shall it be. Using science of mind principles in our prayer work sets up the form. Here's it. Here it is. Here's where we're just like cement. It sets up the form that is preparing for us to be open to receive the good that is poured into our lives. Without the form, Spirit doesn't know what it is we desire, and the presence and the love of Spirit will just go any which way because we haven't set that Spirit of life in form. Does that make sense? Good. The good we desire to take place starts in our thinking. From our thinking, we create the form. And when we set our thinking for a cement patio, we are creating that form that the patio will be poured into. When we believe that the power of Spirit heals us, we set the form in truth, in the power of God, to pour its work, to pour its love into us, through us, that heals us, body, mind, and soul. When we question, I don't know about you, But when we question the outcome, because now we've made the form, we're knowing that there's a power for good that's going to pour into our lives, and so we've set the form, but when we question the outcome before the miracle can happen, before the cement is poured, we literally remove the frame. Do you get that? How many times have you set the prayer in motion and then you got scared or you started looking, where is it, where is it? And you say, I don't believe in this. We break the form. Prayer is the form. Belief is the form. Trust is the form. Or maybe the cement or the miracle is almost set up. Ooh, it's like almost there. And then you say, I don't believe in this. Psh. Form falls apart. We say, see, I was right. This is how we give fear and worry more power than trusting in the miracle of life, the law of life. And so when we turn our doubts into, yes, I can, yes, I will, we keep the form in place to receive. And whatever needs to be healed or whatever direction we need to go in to have this miracle, to have the healing take place, that's where our work is. I told you the story about finding, but allowing Rick to come into my life. It took years because I had a lot of cleanup to do around what I believed about marriage and love and relationship. Until I cleaned it up, you see, the form was set. It was always there. He already existed. He already was alive, but couldn't come into my life until he did his work and I did mine. But I kept the form in place. Yeah, I questioned. Okay, thank God I kept the form in place. So it's about allowing Spirit to work in our lives at the right and perfect time. And that we step back and let God do God's work. You hear that a lot. But you know, you don't want to tear down that form before the cement is hardened, because if you do, it's going to run all over. We're going to lose the miracle. Not that the miracle isn't always present, but you see, if we take the form down before it's ready to be birthed, then it's going to take a little bit longer. Focusing on fear and doubt and worry builds a weak frame or no frame at all. Faith is what we build with. Trust, desire, trusting and knowing no matter what's going on in our lives that good is going to show up. And I'm going to hold that picture. I'm going to know that truth until good comes in, because I built the form. I've set God in motion in my life. Prayer works. However, it takes faith and trust, allowing the miracle to come into our lives. I don't know about you, but I get lost sometimes in life's events. Sometimes I have to take my pen and paper and write all of these things that I think are going on in my life that aren't really good. Anybody? Or it's just me. Might just be me. But I know that if I keep writing what isn't working and what I desire to have take place, that there is a power that's going to come in and I'm going to realize that I'm looking outside of myself and I haven't stopped to say, okay, God, what is it that I need to do? What is it that I'm not seeing? Because if I'm blaming someone else, that's not the answer. I have to bring it back. What can I do to make this be different? And then miracles happen. Not only do I then understand, oh, that's my part. And if I do that, then none of this is going to take place. And then lo and behold, all of a sudden, this already is taking place. And I don't need to do anything. Did I do it? Did God do it? Did other people get the same message? I don't know. And I really don't care. All I care is that I had a healing and something shifted. So focus on the greater outcome. What do you want? Focus on the miracle. Focus on God, be that you live in God's favor. There is nothing against you, everything is for you. And when you think that something is against you, do your work. Call a practitioner, call for prayer. Read some of our great books. Ernest Holmes, our founder, says, the practice of science of mind calls for a positive understanding of the spirit of truth, a willingness to let this inner spirit guide us, knowing always the law of the Lord is perfect. Hear that. The law of the Lord is perfect. It's up to each one of us to accept, to open, to allow God's favor to bless us, to be that, because it's always available. We create the form here every Sunday. And if you take a class, you're going to create it even more there. If you take one of the books and read a meditation every day or Science of Mind magazine, you're going to set the frame for what it is you desire. You don't have to believe 100% in this. You just have to stop doubting God. Build a frame of belief. And let's build that perfect frame with what we desire spirit to flow into our life. And the love of our desire is the outcome. God's love for us says yes. We have to say, I accept the blessings of life that life has to offer me, because it's always there. And I am anchored in faith. I am anchored in sureness, I am anchored in success. Well, this doesn't look like success. However, I know success is coming. Yes? Yeah. So now I have a caution. You know, it's one of those like, watch out. Deer on the road. You could hit one. Okay. If you do this work, and you understand the principles here, and you have built the frame, and you do the prayer or you say the meditation, and then you come finish with, well, I hope so. How many have done that? Breaks the mold. If you hear yourself saying, well, I hope so. God is good. I hope so. My good is coming. I hope so. Do you see? You just broke the mold. So keep saying, greater good is mine today. I awaken in expectancy of the love and the light and the glory of God that is here for me. It is mine. It is available. And the best and most perfect outcome is already present. And I receive it. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so let's look at the chart for a minute so that you can really understand this. What it does. Okay, so you've heard this before, that the principles of science of mind are God is love and law. The love of God says, you are in my favor always. Okay? God says, no matter where you are, no matter what you've done, no matter what your history is, no matter what problem you are in, I love you. Yes? Okay. Because God can do nothing but love us. That's the guarantee. That's the absolute, okay? Because God only loves. We don't always. God does. Thank you, God. So when I'm not loving myself or feeling loved, I've got to remember, well, God loves me. Well, I'd really like other people to love me too. Yeah, but God loves me. Okay, you got that? Notice what we do. I think we're very funny. I am. Okay, so not only is God love, but God is law. Now, this is something, in my opinion, that's really special. And sometimes when people are new to Science of Mind and we talk about the law, they automatically think of the police and the red light and the stop sign and all of that. That's not the kind of law. The law is always, see, because it comes from love. You've got to understand this. It comes from love. And the law always says yes. It doesn't say, are you going to really do that? That's stupid. Because remember, this is love, pure love. And from this love comes the law. And that kind of law always says, yes, you are my beloved in whom I am well pleased. And now you go and say, I really hate who I am today. And the law says, yes. Okay, notice what you're creating. Notice the form. And so the law says ask and receive as you believe. Because the reason for this is because God so loves you. Now, we look at love from a human perspective. So sometimes until we really get this understanding in us, we think that when I say I love you, that God's love must be like that. But, you know, if you're not really nice to me today, I might not love you. Okay? That's what we do as human beings, don't we? We all have done it, yes? Or is it just me? Or you know somebody. Okay, you guys know somebody who isn't nice. Okay. Even as parents, even though we give birth to these beautiful children that we so love, we don't always like them. This is a human condition and creation that we are being asked, in my opinion, to move beyond. And we need to understand this before we can move beyond. But first, we've got to work this law for ourselves. Ask and it is given. And receive as you believe. So we want to clean up our form of our beliefs. Be mindful of what you think. Be mindful of what you say to yourself. Because this is how it works, that life will only return to you, back to you, what you believe. And the challenges that we find in our life isn't against us. The challenges, in my opinion, are the grist in the mill, is the sand in the oyster that creates the pearl, is the pressure on coal that creates the diamond. The pressure on us and challenges asks us to be more, to be greater, to look to the truth of who we are. Whenever I feel pressured, and I do, I know that surprises you, but I do. I have to keep looking until I see the good or see what it is that life is asking of me. Where do I need to grow? Where do I need to love greater? Where is my belief needing to be cleaned up? Because you see, I think that's what we're all doing here. Besides, it's a lot of fun once we get the understanding of it. You know, the older I get, the more fun I have and the funnier life is. But it wasn't so funny back then. So I'm hoping, and I'm not hoping, that, see, I just did that. I know that the seeds that I plant here that you harvest will absolutely lift you into a place you've never been before. Because that's the promise. That's the guarantee. So what does it do? It changes lives. It's changed my life. It changes life so drastically and dramatically that it proves us with a scientific method for doing so. It eliminates unwanted from our life anything that isn't going the way we'd like it to go. I guarantee you can be changed. It produces ever-increasing good. And our partnership with the greater good is that that lifts us up. It is that that turns us around. It turns us around to face the light, toward the light of greater good and that we desire. And it provides confidence and strength in this journey of life, because the more that we understand what this does, we realize that all I really have to do, I don't have to change my job, I don't have to change my relationship, I don't have to change where I live. All I have to do is say loving thoughts to myself, in myself, and when I can't do that, that I ask for help. For our partnership with that greater good, that that lives within us, is what's being asked of us. What it does is it lets us see the problems of life are not like the dark side of the moon. That's all it is. And that dark side of the moon needs only the light of truth. And it's ours to shine that light. The truth of God within us, absolutely guaranteed to dissolve all appearances. And the more we accept that we are loved beyond our wildest dreams, we are living in God's favor. We are in this life to learn that our thoughts are things and our thoughts are creative. And we begin by practicing, by the practice of training our thinking. When we say, well, I hope this works, we want to say, cancel, cancel. This is working. The good that I seek is seeking me. The greater sense of who I am training my mind. And training my mind sets the mold of what I desire to produce and grow in my life. You got to plant seeds before you get tomatoes, or you can go to the store and buy them. But you can't buy self-love at the store, and you can't buy trust and faith at the store. So we, each one of us, has to plant the seeds. I'm going to plant the seeds of trust and faith. I'm going to plant the seeds that I live in God's favor. I'm going to plant the seeds that I have loving talk, because I plant the seeds of loving talk returning to me. So that we can say, I can hardly wait to see my crop, the form that I have created for God to pour God's love into, responds to me. Miracles are showing up in my life. Miracles are showing up in your life. Greater good is the desire God has for you. Please join God in that same desire. When we learn to trust the universe, we know good is on the way. And yeah, at times we can scare ourselves really bad with worries and concerns. And I don't know about you, but I can spin out in those worries and concerns. However, it's not permanent unless I think it is, unless you think it is. Because in that moment that you feel the confusion or the doubt is when we each have to stop and say and remember, God is in the house. I am in God's favor. In me, as me, is something greater. I'm not sure what it is, but by God, I'm going to build a form that something greater will be revealed. Yes? Yes. It's up to me. It's up to you to turn this light of truth on in you. I can talk about it up here because I have to learn this. I hope you want to too. When we stop and say, my good is just around the corner. I ask people sometimes when they call and they're in trouble or they're in a dilemma, I say, what is it you want? What would you like? See that happening. Tell me what that's like. You're already in it. Feel yourself in the good, in the dream, in the form that you desire God to fill. Because you can build many, many forms. God says, ask and you shall receive. Because see, that's all God wants to do. That's all Spirit wants for you. As your greatest good. Please want it for yourself. Let's take it into prayer. So I'm knowing and absolutely accepting in this very moment that there is a power. There is an awesome power. There is a power so good and so loving and so great that it is right here, right now. And it says, you are my beloved in whom I am well pleased. I know this for myself. I know this within me as I know it absolutely firmly within and throughout each and every one of you. There is no place where the divine, where the beloved is not desiring to express greater and more fully in your life. This is the truth I know. That there is so much more. So today, I accept for each and every one of us that powerful healing. I accept the renewal of our minds, our bodies, and our souls, that we remember that we are living in God's favor. And there is a power that so loves us. Woo! Overwhelming. We accept it. I know it. I accept it today in my life, and I am accepting it for each and every one of you to know this, to reveal it in your own personal lives. That there is nothing greater than God. And today we tell any struggles, any doubts, any fears, my God is greater than you. And it disappears. This is what I know. And so much more than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in this divine mind. Ooh, I trust it. I believe in it. I know it is true. So I just release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. Returning to and through each and every one of us, pouring over us that good that we each desire. We know this is true. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said here, please join me in saying, and so it is, so it always shall be. Amen.